Blog Talk Radio.
Want your clothes to smell freshly washed all day without heavy perfumes? Now they can with Downy Light In-Wash Freshness Boosters. Just pour a capful of beads into your washing machine before each load to give your laundry a light scent that lasts longer than detergent alone, with no heavy perfumes or dyes. Finally, a light scent that lasts all day. Downy Light, available in 4 naturally inspired scents.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Well, 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 I had to take a break from dancing for that one. Thank you, Brother O, to start us off tonight. This is a product of WBNN. This is the Casual Chat with me, Ava Holly. We are on air now from Lagos, Nigeria, and you can call in at 516-453-9133. Make sure you press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Welcome, everybody. For those of you that don't know me, I'm Ava Holly. I've been in radio since my college days. I'm a singer-songwriter, author, designer, international blogger, international radio host, and the founder of 4A Star Entertainment, where we host and plan your events. Cool things are coming moving forward, including our charitable Ava's Eye Bags, and much more to come. So stay tuned with us on this storied network. So we have a very special guest tonight, and I'm so excited. I feel like I say that every show. I just feel so excited when people take their time to come out and join us on WBNN. So I'm going to start off by going back to a previous show. We had a little technical difficulties on the show the other night with Tiana Speaks. So I just wanted to share that sometimes we have to, well, I have learned that I have to have an inner circle and an outer circle. And those of you, you know, in business may know exactly what I mean. And if you don't, it's the people you keep closest to you and the people you may keep a little less closer to you. Now, I'm not the one to burn any bridges. So I have an outer circle. And sometimes people just don't get you or don't understand you. But this is where you need to develop that thick skin to allow people in to a certain point or in not to a certain point. So, and the reason I brought that up is we're going to discuss that with our special guest tonight because I have not met this woman. I've only talked to her online. I met her through a mutual friend, and she seems like she's very young, dynamic, and up and coming. And I want to know from her if there's a challenge with that. Are there people you have to keep in your inner circle and people you must keep in that outer circle? So let's welcome our guest tonight, Kayla Pizzo of the amazing Showboat Hotel in Atlantic City. And Kayla, if you could say hello to everybody and just tell us your title there, what you do, and maybe how you got started in all this.
Yeah, of course. Hi, Ava. First of all, I just want to say thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here and taking the time. I know it's not always easy for people to, you know, come out at time. And, you know, we're all over the world, so it's a different time everywhere. So we're really thrilled and honored that you're here. Thank you.
No problem. So for starters, if, you know, any listeners aren't familiar, I work at the Showboat Hotel in Atlantic City, and it is definitely new and up and coming, and there's a lot of exciting things happening. But a little bit more about me and how I got there. I went to Stockton University, which is actually, there's a campus in Atlantic City and another campus in Galway, New Jersey. And I studied hospitality, tourism, and business management there. And from there, I always stayed active in, you know, the local area, I would say, and I always tried to, you know, volunteer and do different things when it came to specifically like events and marketing. That was always kind of my thing. And I actually received, you know, an offer to come to the Showboat through a mutual friend. They said, hey, this, I really, really think this would be great for you. Come check it out. And one thing led to another. And I've been there for almost a year now, and I am the event sales manager and marketing strategist there. And there's definitely, you know, a lot of exciting things that I want to talk about here with you. And, yeah, I mean, it's crazy how one thing led to another, but I am definitely very happy to be there.
That's a huge title. That's big in the area because there's a lot of things happening in Atlantic City that are changing the face of, you know, why people come to a resort town, why people come, you know, not just for the casino life, but for family life and for other things going on within the community. We have a huge arts district and, you know, I'm working on getting someone from the Cultural Arts Alliance to come on the show as well and talk about, you know, some of the things that different communities do in that respect. I'd like to hear more about, you know, how did you get, You said a friend got you to the showboat, so you took the hospitality and tourism. Let me tell you, I am so happy that Stockton implemented that. I remember when that hospitality and tourism class, whatever you want to call it, got started here. There was nothing like that. There are some things you just can't teach. You have to learn hands-on. Yet there's a base that can be had and that was never offered here before. I live right behind Stockton and Galloway, and I am thrilled at what they're doing in Atlantic City with Stockton, making it more like where I went to school in Penn State at State College. It's more like a college town, and they're kind of doing that with Atlantic City, which is bringing in a lot of up-and-coming artists, engineers, event planners, all kinds of things. So talk a little bit about that, because I know you said this was a great career for somebody. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so there were definitely good points, and a lot of things you said I want to touch on. So for starters, when I, first went to Stockton, I feel like being that young and in the industry, where we live, the hospitality industry is super versatile, which is another reason why I chose that to be my major. I'm a very outgoing person, outspoken. I love talking to people. I love planning things and seeing something come together for someone, whether it be a client or a group. And I felt like that really drove me towards wanting to do hospitality and staying in this industry. And I love Atlantic City. A lot of people can say what they will, but it's a great place. It feels like home. It is home. And I feel like getting there, kind of just like meeting different people and kind of marketing yourself is really important, especially when you're young. I definitely doubted myself a lot through college, and I always said to myself, like, oh my God, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I want to do. And I never, never thought I would be where I am today. I always said, yeah, I'll probably just, serve and work in the restaurant industry, which is another great industry in Atlantic City.
Mm-hmm.
Until I find something that I really, really want to do. And one thing led to another, and I ended up there. And I feel like along the way, it's just important to, believe in yourself and market yourself and put yourself out there, because I was always super, super into event planning, and I was so, strict that that's what I wanted to do, and I didn't really, look at any other avenues. And then when I first, heard about the position at Showboat, it was initially, an event sales position, and I had never done sales before. I, took classes on it, and I've learned about it, but I never actually, put myself in that field where you have to make cold calls and talk to people and really sell yourself and sell your product more than anything.
Right.
And I was like, oh, I don't know, can I do this? And now I love it. I mean, I love sales. I love events with the sales. I love marketing myself and the sales and the product. And it really just all came together. And, like I said before, I never thought that that would happen. I always was like, I don't know what I'm going to do with my life, and I don't know where my career is going to take me. And then everything really fell into the place.
Mm-hmm.
So when you hear everything happens for me, it's definitely true.
Well, it's funny because they say everything leads you to where you are. You know, I have a music and theater background, and I also ran businesses for my father. So as I'm growing up and moving into Atlantic City, I'm here over 30 years now, and it's interesting that all your life experience comes into play. I mean, I was in the hospitality industry in the casinos for a while. I was at the dealing end, and we have one of our famous hosts that I hope will be calling in tonight, who's also, familiar with the gaming aspect of things. She's a vegan chef. She's an author. And you take all your experiences and bring them to what makes you happy. What do they say? If you find something you love to do, you never work a day in your life, right? So
yeah,
so you take all that experience and you bring it to you. So let me get back to the question I was asking you. Do you find it, I know it's interesting, but did you find it difficult being at a young age and having to, step in those big shoes and deal with the big clients and stuff? Did people discriminate against you because of that, or are you finding your footing pretty easily?
I definitely think that that's a huge thing to point out in any industry, and especially in hospitality, is something, that sad that it still happens today is I have noticed, especially being like a young woman in the industry, that people kind of look at you like, oh, this girl doesn't know what she's doing. You know, she's too young or too naive, or she doesn't have the knowledge that an older woman or older man might have. And, you know, nowadays that's just not true. And I feel like there's definitely, it's important to shed light on that, because I feel like so many times, you know, young women going into this industry, they do get discriminated, and, you know, they do deal with clients who may feel like, oh yeah, like they don't know what they're doing, or, and it's sad that, you know, still happens today, because there's so many young and up and coming people in this generation, in my generation specifically, that know the knowledge to market themselves and market their industry and sell products and events and whatever it may be, like I've never seen before. And because they really, really know what this generation likes, times have definitely changed. And, you know, an older person might not understand what this generation may want when you have a client coming in and they're looking for something new and hip, and they're going to sell them something using like an old sales tactic. Whereas someone in my generation might be like, no, I learned differently and that's what works now. So yeah, I definitely think that's important to shed light on. And yeah, I definitely agree with you there that there can be some discrimination.
Yeah. It's sad and a shame. And that happens in a lot of things, not just, you know, with what you're going through, but a lot of discrimination out there. So I think it's important for people like us, no matter what our ages are, to help change the face of that. And like I mean, I'm a little older, but I like to combine, you know, old stuff and new stuff, and I learn new stuff as much as I can. Yet I have to say the up-and-coming generation is much more savvy in social media, in, you know, things like that, because you're growing up with it, you know. So let's hold that thought. We're going to get into a track now by our very own producer, International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee, our own Brother O. Welcome back to our own Beverly Nation Network, WBNN. This is a casual chat. I'm Ava Holly. Call us at 516-453-9133, where you can listen live or you can press 1 to join the conversation as we speak with the very exciting and dynamic Kayla Pizzo of the Showboat Hotel in Atlantic City, New Jersey. So, Kayla, I'm going to get back to you on a little bit about the Showboat. Now, you said you're with the company about a year, maybe a little over a year. There's been a lot of changes over there in this past year. Do you know if there is are there other showboats around? Is there a Showboat Vegas? I'm not sure. Because I know that there used to be a room, which is now called something else, I believe. And that was also out somewhere else, maybe in Key West. I'm thinking that there might have been a foundation room. I used to know exactly because I used to do all my events there. But what do you know like about the property and if they're located in other areas? We have listeners from all over the world. So are there other showboats around?
So as far as I know, they do not. We are the only showboat in Atlantic City, as far as I know. I'm almost certain that we are the only showboat in Atlantic City. So that's kind of what especially makes us unique. We are, you know, soon to be and already pretty much are the family-friendly resort in Atlantic City as well.
Yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit later, you know, get into some of the things that the Showboat is doing. So if there's anybody out there that's in this industry, you know, they can get some ideas and some things that, you know, the Showboat has implemented, which is amazing. So let me go back to a little bit of what we were talking about earlier. So do you find that have you had to build yourself an inner circle and an outer circle? I mean, I have to work with people that I know I couldn't work with if they were close to me. Yet I still have to work with those people, you know, so you have to have a give and take. And for me, I think that you can't find somebody else. They have to find themselves. So you may let them into that inner circle and find out, hey, this wasn't the person that I thought they were. And you kind of have to slowly push them out of arm's length a little bit. So do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I 100% agree. So actually, I worked, Showboat has a third-party company called PC Event Services, and what we do, that's actually the company I work for. I work for Showboat, but essentially work for that company. We do all the sales and all the events and, you know, all the food and beverage and everything for Showboat. So I definitely have an inner circle that I keep within that company. You know, thankfully, the team that I work with, we're like family. We all get along very, very well. But obviously, within the Showboat, there's so many employees, and I definitely agree with what you're saying that, especially in business, you know, you just kind of want to watch what you say and who you say it to, because not everyone's going to react the way you might react, and not everyone might take something the way you take something. So I definitely think it's important to keep an inner and an outer circle and, you know the difference between the two.
Yeah, and sometimes that's not easy to do. Like, you know, for me, like I can read people pretty well. Yet, you know, like I said, if somebody doesn't know themselves, we talk a lot about it on this network that, you know, you have to love yourself before you can love anything else. And sometimes those people give off a different persona than they really is. And once you start working with them, you realize, hey, you know, I can't do that with this person. I mean, I think that may be true in anything in life, not just business, but you know, those are some of the challenges that we have when we work with the public, you know, and not everybody can work with the public. So that's, you know, it's a whole challenge in of itself. So what do you find is your favorite parts of what you do? Because, you know, I love events and everything led me to do events and planning and all that stuff as well. And what do you find that you just love? Like, what's your favorite thing to do?
I feel like my favorite thing to do, well, my whole thing is I get bored very easily. So I feel like it's important for me to be moving around and being, you know, not entertained, but just having something to focus on or something to do or goals to fulfill. And I feel like the good thing about my position is there's always a new goal you can fulfill. You know, no matter how much outreach you do, there's always more outreach you can do. No matter how many calls you've made, there's always more calls you can make. And I think my favorite thing and the thing I love most about what I do is every client is different. And every event is different. So it's exciting to see, you know, each event kind of come together at the end and just do different things for different clients. It just always keeps the job interesting.
That's cool. Well, Kayla, we have a caller in queue. So let's see who it is and if they have a question for you or a comment. Caller number one, who are you? Where are you calling from? Welcome to the Casual Chat. Are you there, caller? Am I there?
Yeah, you are. Caller number one. Caller number one, you're there. All right, we'll go back to caller number one later on. Go ahead, Ava. Do your thing.
All right. So we will take some calls, you know, as the show progresses, and people may want to ask you some questions, Kayla, or they may just want to weigh in on some of the things we're talking about. So what can you tell us? Like, I know for the people that are not familiar with this area, the Showboat sits, you know, pretty much right on the boardwalk, right on the water. Can you tell us, like, about that? I mean, you can walk out on one of the verandas there and get a great view of the ocean, correct?
Yes, correct. So we are attached right to the boardwalk. You can walk out directly from the Showboat Hotel and be, you know, right on the boardwalk. And we have a great view of the giant Ferris wheel that's located on Steel Pier, which is another prime location in Atlantic City. And, you know, you have the whole Atlantic City boardwalk surrounded by many other casinos and stores, and you know, there are many great views, and especially on a beautiful day. Actually today it was about 80 degrees and sunny in Atlantic City, so days like that, you know, when everyone comes outside and brings their family, you know, it's good to see the city getting lively again after the cold weather.
Yeah, it was gorgeous today. Was it busy by you?
It was. It was busy. It was busy at Showboat. It's definitely getting busier, which is exciting to see. You know, as the warm weather comes around, more people start coming out. And, you know, we're looking forward, and we've been gearing up for the warmer season, knowing that it's definitely going to be a lot busier.
Now, I haven't been on that big wheel. That's the newer wheel, correct? I know they have one of those in Vegas, and I've been on that one a handful of times, and I love it. Have you been on that wheel?
I have not been on the wheel yet, but I want to go on the wheel. And we actually, at the Steel Pier, they have helicopter rides, too, that you can go over and kind of see the views of Atlantic City. And I think I'm going to try that this summer as well. I think I'm going to go on the helicopter.
That's crazy. That's something I've never done. And even though it looks kind of safe, I don't know if I'm ready to go on a helicopter ride. Yet it looks a lot of fun. We see them going around all the time.
Yeah, and you see the best views of Atlantic City that way. And we actually do the food for the Steel Pier as well, my company. So we work in conjunction with them. And my you know, co-worker, she's like, you have to try it. It's the best. It's a really fun time.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
Like, all right, maybe I'll try it out.
I just got a message. Brother O, that was Jerry Petito trying to get on before. Let's see if she calls back in. Anyway, she, you know, I don't know. Sometimes we get these little glitches, and I know Brother O fights really hard to keep,
well,
you know, them
well,
from happening yet, you know.
Well, we do have her back
you
on.
Have
her
back?
Get her loud and clear. Hopefully she was muted, but hopefully she's unmutes herself. Jerry, you there?
Okay.
Yeah.
Ah, there you are. Hello, Jerry Petito.
Hey, yeah, I wasn't muted. The weird thing, it hung up on me.
Oh,
crazy.
That's weird. And sometimes my call
yeah.
just goes away. That's why I thought I was lost, too. But we are here,
yeah.
and we are live, and thank you for calling in. Jerry, what's up?
So I heard you talk about a helicopter ride. I took one a long time ago on a vacation. You got to do it, girl.
Yeah,
Kayla, this
I think
is the famous...
I'm scared of planes, so I'm like, eh, but I know this. They said the ride's like 5 minutes long, so and if you get the best views of Atlantic City, then I gotta try it out.
That sounds short, but I bet when you're up there, it seems like forever.
Right.
Kayla, this was the famous host I was talking about. Jerry is an international internet radio Hall of Fame host. She's a lifetime achiever. She's a vegan chef. She's been in the gaming space. She's a coach. Jerry, do your thing. I don't know if you have a question for my guest or you just want to weigh in on some things.
No, I mean, I'm just listening to everything you guys are saying, and I just love, you know, what she's saying, and I just think it's amazing what she's doing.
It's so cool that we have this generation of people coming up in the hospitality industry, because it's just going to make it so much more dynamic than it's been. You know, I think this generation brings a lot to the table that some people just don't see.
Right. I agree.
Yeah, thank
you.
I agree, and I appreciate that. I
you better agree.
I definitely think it's important to recognize, you know, the young and up-and-coming, you know, my age group kind of in the hospitality industry and what they can do potentially for not just Atlantic City, but, you know, a lot of other locations. And hospitality is everywhere. Every day, everywhere you go, you run into hospitality. So it's definitely versatile. And, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to seeing that the trends and the new news and whatnot that can come to be in, you know, the next couple months to couple years. Even.
Right. Anything you wanted to add, Jerry?
Well, I've traveled so much. Everybody knows that, you know, when I talk about it. I've been all over the world. I started traveling in my 20s. And that's something, like hospitality, there's so much good in it. And then you'll find a little bit that some people shouldn't be in it.
Yeah, right.
You know
what
I mean? Some, but, you know, you sound so adorable and fun. And I think you should be in it.
Oh, well,
she is adorable. You see the picture we have of her up on Facebook and stuff. She's beautiful. She's beautiful.
Aw, thank you. Stop. You're making me blush over the phone.
We can't see that.
No,
we can hear it, but we can't see it. No.
Ava,
well, Jerry, thank you so much for calling in. When is your next show, Jerry?
Welcome. It's 4 weeks from last Tuesday, guys. Try to, get on, because I'm going to be interviewing Cheyenne Elliott, Whitney Houston's cousin, baby.
And that's going to be so amazing. Yes, we got to get on that. Got to get on that show.
All
so
right.
Thank you so much for calling in, Jerry.
Right.
We'll talk to you soon. All righty. Love you, too.
Thank you. Nice meeting you.
Kayla, we're going to get into some of that customer service aspect of it after our next track. So we have a track coming up by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee, our very own Brother O.
I'm sorry.
Welcome back to the Casual Chat. I'm Ava Holly, here with all the good folks at Ngozi Time Multimedia. You can call us at 516-453-9133, where you can listen to us live, or you can press 1 and join the conversation as we chat casually with Kayla Pitzo of the Showboat Hotel in Atlantic City. So, Kayla, before we get on to some of the things Showboat's doing, let's talk a little bit about something Jerry touched upon, that some people shouldn't be in the industry. And what I'm talking about is customer service. And I go out, I can see, you can tell right away, if you walk in a restaurant, if you walk in a hotel, when that person just doesn't even want to be there. And, you know, how are your, you know, what's your take on customer service and how people should behave when they're in the hospitality industry?
So, yeah, I think that's definitely something major. I think that's really important, like you said earlier, to love what you're doing, because if you don't, oftentimes you'll find people are just miserable. And, you know, you shouldn't take that out on any clients or any, you know, anyone that's a guest at a hotel or coming to visit a place. You know, they want to walk into and feel welcome. They're spending money there most likely. And I think it's really important to just smile and leave all that stuff kind of at home, and making sure you're coming in with a positive attitude and having a positive mindset. It actually really frustrates when I do see bad customer service. And, you know, I definitely think that's something that every establishment works on day in and day out, because it really can make or break a person's experience.
Right, right, right. Are you in a position to work with people? Like, are you in one of the higher positions that if you see something going on that isn't right, are you able to step in and fix that situation, or is it just something that has to be left to someone else?
No, if I ever see, like, you know, a confrontation or a complication even within customer service, I definitely step in. You know, it's our job as like the executive board at the casino, or at the hotel, I should say. It's not a casino anymore. to make sure that, you know, everyone is being treated with kindness. And I think it's definitely important to step in when you see that happening and try to at least calm down the situation and recognize where the problem is.
Right. So speaking of not a casino anymore, where they had all of these wonderful slot machines on the main floor at the Showboat, there is now a go-kart. Am I saying that correctly? Like a little mini race car situation. Can you tell us a little bit about that? I know there's some things you can't talk about, but can you touch on the surface of some of the things going on there?
Yeah, so I can definitely talk about our arcade. So, yeah, back in the day, it was a casino. And, you know, when the owner, Bart Blatstein, decided that he wanted to buy the Showboat, he wanted to make sure that it was a family resort and that it could be somewhere where not only adults come, but children can come and families can come and enjoy their time. So then he created, which is now the largest arcade on the East Coast, and we have over 250 arcade games and a racetrack, mini golf. We have a virtual reality ride, we have rock wall, and the amenities are continuing to grow every day.
Wow, that's amazing. I want to talk a little bit more about that. Yeah, we have a caller. Let's see if we can get this caller on right away. Caller number 2, you are in queue, and you are on the air. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Ava. It's Genesis Amaris Kemp. How are you?
Hi, Genesis. How are you, dear? This is great that you're calling in, because I think you and Kayla are in the same kind of space as far as up and coming and, you know, your youth and what you're doing with your life. So what would you like to share with us tonight?
So I'm just calling to really support the conversation and the work that she's doing in the hospitality industry, because it truly does make a difference whenever you're in that field. And I say it from both ends of the spectrum, one being a consumer, but also the fact that my husband was in the industry for a while as an executive chef. So, you know, they see it whenever people come in and how the people treat the staff and et cetera, as well as whenever you are on the other end of the spectrum and you go in and the staff does not treat you well because they don't want to be at work, or they're overworked, or someone called off, or whatever the case may be. It can definitely set the mood and precedent of the atmosphere. So there's a lot of factors that goes into the hospitality industry, and a lot has changed since the pandemic.
Oh, yeah. The pandemic's done a lot of things. I mean, it's still people going through stuff from the pandemic. So many things have changed. And, you know, just, you know, we have to learn to adapt and adjust, you know, and that's what a lot of people are doing right now, some better than others. Yet, you know, it's a learning curve, and it's a, you know, it's a time for us to step up and step out and, you know, create our own new normal, if you want to call it that. So thank you so much for sharing that, Genesis. Kayla Genesis is one of our exceptional hosts as well. And when is your next show? I know you just had one. So do you know when your next one is?
Yes. So my next show is May 8th.
May 8th. Yeah, it's right before mine. It's a couple days before mine. So so join Genesis Amaris Kemp on this WBNN network on May 8th. So thank you so much for calling in. Is there anything else you'd like to share?
Yeah, I just want to tell Kayla to just keep on rocking out with the work that she's doing and just remember that not everyone is going to be for you, but the people who are for you, that's your tribe, and you can't always please everybody, but as long as you are doing something to make an imprint, to leave an impact, that's all that should matter. And, you know, you're there for those who are rocking with you, and the ones who aren't, they're just not meant to be with you on the journey, and that's okay.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
Definitely,
you know what I always say?
Check me out on Instagram.
You know what I always say, Genesis? All the important people are here.
Yes, Ava, right on, right on. And it's no shade to those others. It's just we're not everyone's cup of tea, and we can't please
right.
everyone. So shout out to you, Ava and Kayla. Y'all are doing some amazing things. And Kayla, I would love to know more about you, but we could catch up if you're on a social media. I'm on Instagram. Just do at Genesis Amaris Kemp.
Okay, definitely, and it was nice to meet you, Genesis, and I really enjoyed everything you touched on. It's definitely true. It's hard to be, you know, in this industry, especially as a woman at times, and definitely true that you're not everyone's cup of tea, especially when you have, like, a strong personality and you're willing to, you know, fight for what you love.
Yep. And strong personalities are what's going to change the world, yet a lot of people can't handle that. So, you know, they either need to become a strong personality or get the hell out of the way. Well, Genesis, thank you so much for calling in. We so appreciate your support. Okay, we have a track coming up next by our own International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee, Brother O.
All my life, oh yes, he knows me, and he knows I'm right.
Welcome back to the WBNN. You are here on the Casual Chat. I'm Ava Holly, and we are chatting with Kayla Pitzo of the beautiful Showboat Hotel in Atlantic City, New Jersey. And we're going to get into some more stuff that's going on at the Showboat and how some of the things they are doing are game changers for a tourism and tourist community. But right now we have another caller in queue. So caller three, who are you? Where are you calling from?
Hey, the Ebony Elvis is in the building. How you doing, Angel Ava?
Oh, my gosh. Hello, Magic Man. Haru, Huni Baka Toon. Welcome to the Casual Chat.
Wow, I am loving the energy. The energy has changed between you and your special honored guest. Is it Kayla?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Hi.
Wow. Love the energy has changed. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Thank you for coming on with our great company of WBNN. As a person who loves resorts, matter of fact, I was part of a nice organization when I used to vacation more before the COVID situation. Haven't did the Showboat thing, but you definitely got me interested to find out more information about that. And so I know I can depend on Angel Ava to be able to connect us on that, because I like to travel. I work hard, but, you know, I also like to play hard and entertain as well. So thank you so much for coming on. And Angel Ava, you already know that I am I'm sorry. What would you be saying something?
I know. I was going to say that you have to come out to Atlantic City, and I'm going to take photo and video of you riding the go-karts on the racetrack inside the Showboat.
Oh, my, don't do that. You might get my card revoked. Nah, I love to have a good time. Hey, but
sorry to interrupt you.
That's okay. I want to get some more of this information, and I am also a host of our great company of WBNN. Of course, my travel name is Huni Baka Toon. My pen and stage name is Master Tar Magic Man Haru. And my next show will be actually my anniversary of 6 years with this great company. And this one here, even though it's my six-year anniversary, but the love that I have for mothers, I'm doing this in honor of all mothers. So definitely tune into that. That will be May 4th, my anniversary, as well as a celebration in honor of all mothers, okay?
That's awesome. And what Huni did not tell you is that he is also a Hall of Famer with this storied network. So thank you, International Internet Hall of Famer, Huni Baka Toon. But I got to tell you something, Huni, before you go. You were talking about mothers. So I'm the mother of a 28-year-old beautiful daughter who is, you know, she's really quirky, you know. Now that she's moved out and independent and on her own, I am now the mother of a six-year-old four-legged daughter who is also quirky. So how did I wind up with a four-legged daughter and the two-legged daughter that have the same personality?
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, much divine love and respect for you, Ava. You know that. Okay, so I'm going to put it on pause.
Thank you.
And listen to the rest of this show. All right.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much for calling in. We love you, Huni Baka Toon. So back to you, Kayla. Are you enjoying yourself so far?
Yes, I am. This is great. I'm taking it all in. I'm listening, and this is fun.
Yeah. It's a great network, and you know, we're celebrating 10 years on this network this year, and we have over 22 million listeners, 22 million plus at this point. So you're in very good company, and we appreciate everything that Brother O does to keep us in the limelight with the listeners out there on Blog Talk Radio. So thank you so much for being here. So let's get back into it a little bit. So we have go-karts inside the building. Is that what you call it, go-karts, or is it more like, it's not race cars? What do you call it?
Yeah, it's go-karts. We call it go-karts.
It is go-karts.
We have a raceway with go-karting. We have, well, you know, all the other amenities. We have mini golf. We have a virtual reality. We have a rock wall. We have couture bowling. And we have over 250 arcade games. And then, of course, we are working on the water park, and that is set to be open in early summer.
I was going to say that that's going to be a game changer, that there's going to be a water park in town. I know you can't talk a lot about it because it's still under construction, but if you go on social media, you can see some pictures of what's going on with the water park at the Showboat. Do you know if that will be open for this summer? Can you share that much with us?
Yes, yeah, so it should be. We are aiming to open in early summer, so we are hoping for that, and it will be open year-round as it's an indoor water park, and I can't wait for, you know, me to be able to speak more about this because it's just a complete game-changer for Atlantic City. I can say that I think it will be very popular. I think it will bring the community together and definitely shed more light on how beautiful Atlantic City can be.
I'm not really a ride kind of person, although I love things that go round and round. So I could do any of those like round things. I could do the double Ferris wheels that go up and down, around, whatever. I like the round kind of stuff. I'm not big on roller coasters and water slides and things like that. But yet what I really get enjoyment out of is watching other people on them. So if we can't get photo and video clips of Hooney riding the go-kart, we're going to get them of him going down the water slide.
Sounds good. And the good thing for you, too, is in the water park, there will be a lot more to do than go down water slides. It's set to be, you know, like an oasis, also for adults and everything like that. So there will be more to do than water slides.
I can imagine all the things they are planning, and you with the marketing, you know, background, your genius expertise, excuse me, I'm sure you will be, you know, throwing a lot of ideas in the ring there and, you know, looking forward to seeing what comes out of that.
Yes, it's definitely exciting, and it's been a lot of hard work the past year, and it's crazy to think when I first started working at Showboat was when they first started the construction, and they have come so far, and it looks almost complete from the outside. So it's definitely exciting to see what happens in the next few months.
Well, let me tell you, going back a few years, you might have been a young baby at the time. They had a full-fledged bowling alley in the Showboat up on the second level.
I do remember that. People always talk about it. They're always like, do you still have
a bowling
alley?
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know why it didn't continue or what happened with that, yet it's just amazing that it's going back to that sort of family-friendly type of thing, you know? And I know there's the mini golf. That's been there for a little while, right? And I know they upgraded it recently. Am I correct on that?
They actually are upgrading it right now. The mini golf just went under reconstruction again, and that is set to hopefully reopen around the same time that the water park opens this summer.
I had an interesting experience at the Showboat recently. I had a meeting there, and that's how I came to know you, through my meeting there. Yet walking through the hallway, there are these cool, unique statues that are like replica of Atlantic City, maybe back in the day, like with a hot dog vending cart and a woman in a, you know, bathing suit and Rosie the Riveter. And there's all kinds of cool stuff as you're walking down the hallway. So that's, I hope they add more of those. That's kind of really cool. Great photo op opportunities for your families, right?
Yes, so they did recently add them, and the history behind them is actually really, really cool, too. And we each recently just got, like, fact sheets, I guess you could say, right next to the statues that kind of just talk a little bit more about them. So it's definitely really cool to have something historic like that within Showboat because, you know, many other places, of course, at Hard Rock, you know, that you have, like, what the old celebrities wore and stuff like that. But
right. You
don't really talk too much about, like, the history of things, and I think that's really important to do, especially in Atlantic City.
I cannot talk about Hard Rock because one of my friends got to ride in the Elvis Presley Rolls Royce that they drove into the building. So I just can't go there because I love to go there just to look at the Elvis memorabilia there.
That is awesome.
So I'm going to have to take Jerry down there because she's a huge Elvis fan.
I think their stuff is super, super cool as well.
Yes, it is. It is. It's amazing. I love. I love that stuff. Bringing that stuff, you know, into Atlantic City, like historic markers, historic memorabilia. I think that's really important to tell the story and the history of and the herstory of Atlantic City and what's moving forward. So hold on. We have a caller coming in. Caller 4, you are in queue. You are on the air with the casual chat. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Blues Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully Side of Philadelphia, where your aunt got a fiance that been locked up for 23 years that she ain't never met in person. How you doing tonight, though? How you doing?
You are
you know
the best,
saying?
Clever One. You are the best.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
you for calling in. What you got to share with us tonight?
Oh, yes. Yeah. You know what? I got a question for your guest there. Hey, how you doing there, Sugar Depp? How you doing tonight?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm fabulous. Now, check this out. I wanted to first share this with you, you know, because when I was about maybe a young teenager learning how to be a crap dice shooter, you know what I'm saying, or whatever you want to call it, eavesdropping on gambling, I remember the Showboat being a new casino at the time. I don't know what it was, 1980-something. Not sure. But I remember this is a historic story. This is an Arcadian story here, folks, or those who are Arcadians. You know what I mean? At the Showboat, at this Showboat, they had an arcade, and it was like a super crazy arcade in here. It was like games you never seen before because it's Atlantic City, you know what I mean? So, boom, this is the historic game, the legendary game, Double Dragon, folks. Double Dragon. Clev One first played the game Double Dragon for the very first time at the Showboat Casino, Atlantic City, Boardwalk.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Legendary. You know what I mean? That's old school there. But I got one question, because I want to inquire about, you know, some networking and as far as like some hospitality and planning some parties or some type of things, like some events there. Because I hear it's sounding like some real good fun stuff going on at this Showboat now. So I want to be able to see if we can plan on, you know, maybe plan with. What is the minimum to plan a party there, I want to know?
So basically it all ranges on, you know, how many people you have, what amenities you're going to include, what room you're going to use. I think, you know, that's something that we could definitely talk about, you know, offline, and we can see what amenities you want to include and what you want to make happen, and we can make anything happen. It just, you know, all depends on what you're looking for.
Absolutely, because, you know, Clev One like to build the bricks up and stand the sticks up, you know, hang gliding through the tri-state area, you know what I mean? North Jersey, South Jersey, all the places, you know what I'm saying? But I just wanted to stop in. I will be on the 19th, like we're partying like it's 1999. You heard the Prince song. You heard Prince. 1999, that's where I'm going to be on the 19th, like that. You know what I mean? So I just wanted to stop in. You know I got mad love for you. Love you dearly, Ava. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to your guests. We will be networking offline, as she said. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully Side of Philadelphia, where chicks don't put their head under the water while they taking a shower because they ain't trying to get their weed wet. Check your satellites.
We got to love Clever One. Let me tell you, Kayla, he is our linear host of the year on WBNN. He is a crack up and he is a great guy. So we got to get you guys connected because he's just a fun spirit to have around. So let's get into a track next by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting enshrinee, Brother O. Welcome back to the WBNN, our Beverly Nation Network, and we are so excited to be here celebrating 10 years on this storied network with our own Brother O, International Internet Radio Hall of Fame producer, DJ. And how are you enjoying the music of Genesis tonight, Kayla? Brother O's doing an amazing job, correct?
Yes, he is. It's great. Very relaxing.
It's I love their music. I love some of the collaboration tunes that he played. Let me tell you, Brother O puts the work in there. He is on this show producing it every single night except Saturday. So you can find a different show, and let me tell you, the topics are varied. They are controversial. They are casual. They are fun, and they are intense. So join us any night of the week, except Saturday. Join us any night of the week on this WBNN network. And how do you reach us? 516-453-9133. You can listen live. You can press 1 and join the conversation. And we are going to continue that conversation for just a little bit longer with Kayla Pizzo of the Showboat Casino, not Casino, Hotel in Atlantic City, New Jersey. So I think the Showboat is really, I mean, Hard Rock was a different animal altogether. Borgata was a different animal altogether when they came in. Yet I think Showboat that has been here is reinventing, you know, some of the things that, like Clever said, we had back a few years ago. And the reinventing and reintroducing things in a more updated manner. And I think that's going to be a game changer for tourism in Atlantic City. So how do you feel about that and what Showboat is doing for the community?
So, yeah, I definitely think it's a big step for Atlantic City. You know, previously in past years, we never really had anything like this. It was mainly just casinos. And, you know, mm-hmm. that's somewhere you can bring your kids, but you can't really do the full experience when you're in a casino and kind of do things with the family. So I think that Showboat making that happen for the community, and not just the community, but and beyond, you know, people are traveling from all over the world to come visit Showboat and the water park and the arcade. And I definitely going to bring more people together and provide just another something to do, but in a unique way.
Yeah, I think that's cool. I mean, you can't get a better view from the Showboat. I mean, it's on the one side, one far end of the strip of Atlantic City as you go 48 blocks down to the other far end, where I think, is it the Tropicana that's the last one, or Caesars? I think it's the Tropicana. That's the last
I
one on the other
Tropicana
end, you know?
Too.
Yeah. In those 48 blocks, there is just so much to do. And now, with the Showboat being attached to, you know, right next to the Steel Pier, as you mentioned before, it makes it that much more family-friendly because you can walk right across to the Steel Pier and then walk right back into the family-friendly environment of the Showboat, correct?
Yes, that is correct. So they're right next to each other. So we are in between Ocean and Hard Rock, and Steel Pier is right across from Hard Rock, and we're only a couple 100 feet from there, walking distance.
You know, my mom, who's smiling down on us as we speak, worked at the Steel Pier. I mean, our whole family's a member of the Showman's Club in Miami, and we're not as much involved now that my parents have both passed on. Yet when, you know, they were alive and we were involved, my mom knew all the people that brought in the carnival games and brought in the, you know, the different rides and attractions that were somewhat temporary. And she wound up getting a job when she used to spend the summers here with me over at the Steel Pier, and she ran the duck pond. And my mother in her 70s was climbing over the thing, you know, running the duck pond, running the games like the young kids do. And they loved her because she was just, you know, one of them. She fit right in. So the Steel Pier goes back a long way. And, you know, I remember going up to see my mom work in the duck pond on the Steel Pier.
Yeah, and that's definitely what it's all about, is just making memories like that and having those memories that you can cherish even after, you know, people have passed, and even after you went there with your family, just something to remember, like, hey, remember when we did that? It's just a good feeling
yeah.
that we can provide that for people.
I love that duck pond. If you're not familiar, bring your kids to the duck pond, because the ducks swim around a little pool of water, and you pick one up, and they all have like numbers or prizes or whatever on the bottom of them, and you know, that's how you play.
Yes, yeah, I know.
Pick a duck or a couple ducks.
Yeah, I remember.
That's so great.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. That was the best, get the ducks with the numbers.
You probably grew up on that. And now look at you, event specialist, marketing strategist, and you've got a great career ahead of you in doing what you're doing at the Showboat. So I'm so excited to see what you're going to bring to the table as we move into the warmer weather. So hang on, Kayla. We've got another caller on the line. So caller 5, who are you? Where are you calling from?
Hello, Ava Holly, and hello, Kayla. This is Tiana Speaks. How are you guys tonight?
Hello,
good,
Tiana, calling directly from the city.
Yes, I am. I'm calling from Atlantic City.
Oh, welcome.
So I'm enjoying this show and listening to you guys. Ava, I wanted to mention, we'll comment on something you said earlier, then I wanted to say something to Kayla.
Sure.
You said something about pushing someone away, like when you start like seeing who they are. And I can tell you, I have definitely throughout my life have had to do that. But my problem is I saw who they were from the very beginning, because I've been blessed with the gift. I got to see it right up front. But my problem was, let me give them the benefit of the doubt. Maybe I'm wrong. And that's
never the
case. It's always been spot on. But what does bother me is the fact of, like, someone else, I can see right through them, but everyone else can't. You know, and it's like you can't really say anything because you have to let people go through their own experiences. So I was just like thinking about that as you were talking about that. And Kayla, I would like to say thank you for your job. And the reason why I'm going to say thank you for your job, because this is my city, this is my home, this is where I'm from, you know, and you, whatever you do, you're going to bring life to the city with your event planning, and whatever you decide to do is going to directly affect this city. So you are much, I don't know how important you feel you are, but you are very, very, very important, probably more important than you realize you actually are. Because Showboat, let me tell you, I remember when it was a casino, and I remember, but there's a lot of people that don't realize just because it's not a casino anymore, you know, they don't really, you know, go there because, it's, you know, they don't know about that. I didn't even know, honestly, about the go-karts or anything like that. And so maybe either last year or the year before, Sarah's the one that told me about it. So I'm like, oh, I didn't know they had this in here. So thank you. I want to thank her for what she does, and I would love to be connected with her somehow to be able to bring some people who can actually bring some things to Showboat. So, and
well, I will let her give some information on how we can find her.
Okay. So my next show is May 7th, The Power of Thoughts at 9:30 p.m. And I would just want to thank you again, Kayla, and thank you, Ava, and thank you for just being I just want to thank you on air for just being a positive, amazing friend, and just it's just amazing as you are. Just thank you for being you, and I love you.
We had a dinner last night. Tiana took me out for my birthday. Now, my birthday's the end of January, but because of my surgery and her schedule and my schedule and all the things that we're both involved in, we didn't get a chance for her to take me to dinner until last night. So don't you know we're sitting at the restaurant and she has them come over and sing happy birthday and bring me cake and a candle, and my birthday was the end of January, so that was kind of fun to celebrate a few months out. And now your birthday is tomorrow,
so we're going to know that.
Yeah, we're going to get to do it all over again.
Yeah, and mine is tomorrow.
Yes, it is.
Oh, well,
yours
happy almost birthday! And I just wanted to jump in and say real quick, I really appreciate everything you said, and it's definitely true. And sometimes when you can see, you know, what someone's all about and someone else can't, you unfortunately have to let them learn the hard way, and they usually always end up finding out. And
yes, definitely. But I would like to stay connected with you, so you know, hopefully
well, thank
some
you so much. I'll get you guys connected. No, that's a no-brainer.
Okay.
I'll get you guys
please
connected.
Pass my information along.
I used to be with Celebrity Boxing. I don't know if you had any involvement in that as of this
year.
I do.
I deal with all the clients for Celebrity Boxing. Yep.
Is that still going on?
It was
at the
so
Showboat?
Fun, man.
Yes, it is. Yeah, we still have Celebrity Boxing.
Yeah, that's cool. And you also Atlantic City Fashion Week, who are good friends of ours, and they've been at the show but for several years now.
Yeah,
you guys have a good night.
I'm sorry? Oh, good. Thank you, Tiana. Thank you so much for calling in. What was the last thing you said, Kayla? I'm sorry, we were all talking at the same time.
AC Fashion Week, I said, you referring to Gina and Lamont?
Yes, they're good friends of mine. In fact, I worked
with
them for quite some time. Yeah, aren't they amazing people? I just love them. And we're going to have to get them on. But I know that they're not really radio people. They like to do more of, the live, like TV and video clips and that kind of stuff. So I've tried to get them on shows in the past, but we're going to have to twist their arm and get them on here to talk about AC Fashion Week, along with my friend Samina Mughal, she's an international clothing designer and runs shows all over the world. So we got to get those guys on. I know we've talked about them before, but the reason I bring them up is because they're running their events out of the Showboat. So, and they've been doing that for several years, and they've got a wonderful home base for Atlantic City Fashion Week. So, Kayla,
awesome.
we're gonna move right along to another track by our International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee, our very own love of our lives, Brother O.
Thinking nothing could go wrong.
Welcome back to the WBNN. I'm Ava Holly, and this is the Casual Chat. We are chatting with Kayla Pitzo of the Showboat Hotel in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Kayla, we have caller six in queue, and I'm so excited. This is the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla Jay, who hosts her own show here every Sunday night news forum. I'm sure she'll tell you more about that. She is also the commissioner of this one and only Beverly Nation Network. Welcome, Dr. Chinchilla Jay, and thank you so much for calling in.
Yes. Hi, Ava. How are you tonight? I am definitely enjoying
your show. How are you, my love? I miss your energy and your wonderful face.
Oh, I miss you too, Ava. And to your guest tonight, Kayla, I'm enjoying you. And that's awesome that you're doing the event planning and all that stuff at Showboat. I have a couple of questions. Now, I used to go to Showboat when it was a casino, and then I was there also a few years back when I went to Boardwalk Hall and attended, I think, a comedy show there, and another event I attended there, and then I stayed at Showboat in one of the lovely suites. Then I was there, I want to say last year. It was either last year or in 2021, and I was really disappointed because it had really went downhill as mm-hmm. far as the decor in the facility, and the whole hotel smelled like dogs. It was like, and when I went in, I was like, oh, wow, Showboat has gone to the dogs, and then I literally then began to see dogs. There were more dogs than people, and so I talked to the management about it, and so they said, oh, well, we have certain floors where there are dogs, you know, people are allowed to bring their dogs, and so they moved me to five different floors, and every floor smelled like dogs as soon as you get off the elevator, and so then the manager said, well, that they had people that were actually living there at a hotel at that time too, and so it was just so disturbing, so I left. I didn't stay. So my question is, have they changed? Have they finished the remodeling? Because one side they were making it over again and doing some renovation. So have they completed the upgrades and all of that stuff, and do they still allow all of those dogs in the hotel?
Yeah. So, first of all, I want to apologize. I'm sorry that you had that experience, but it has been a while, and there definitely has been a lot of changes as far as renovation. A lot of the rooms have been renovated, and we are currently renovating a whole other side of the hotel that's going to become apartments for residences. So one side is going to be residences, and one side is going to be hotel guests. And we are still pet friendly, but there's not as many dogs, I would say, as what you were describing. And again, I'm sorry you experienced that, but we have definitely controlled it better. And, you know, we do things to make sure that we take initiative so things like that don't happen.
Well, I'm also
okay,
the dog friendly, yet they have to be, you know, in a way that it's manageable, you know, like you said, Dr.
Yeah. Chichella. Yeah. Yeah, it has to be manageable because I thought it was a dog convention, you know, but it wasn't.
Hey, we'll have to look at that, Kayla. Dog convention. I like that.
And then,
thank you so much for calling. You want to tell everybody about your show?
Yeah, I have another question. I'm going to tell everybody about that.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so the other question, now you do the event planning and all. So now do you handle, like, the entertainment, like for bands and groups to come in to perform? Do you handle that as well, Kayla?
No, not necessarily. If I ever get, like, recommendations or, you know, I get someone that, you know, wants to come in and perform, I'll pass it along. And, you know, we all work as a team, so I never like to say, no, I don't do that because I could do that. But, you know, not necessarily. If I find someone or someone comes to me, then I pass it along to the rest of our team.
Okay, awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, you may be hearing from me because
okay, awesome. Feel free to reach out. Like I said, we're,
and I better be on the invite list. I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you so much, Kayla, and thank you, Ava.
Thank you,
now, my
thank
show.
You, Dr. Pichola. Tell us a little about your show before you go.
Okay, Sunday nights, 9:30 p.m. News Forum, where I usually concentrate on wrongful incarcerations, and I usually feature men and women that are currently wrongfully incarcerated and also those that have been exonerated, and I also focus in on injustices in America. And right now, for this month and the beginning of next month, I have been having candidates on that are running for office for the upcoming primaries. And definitely tune in, 9:30 p.m. Sunday night. Thank you so much, Ava. Thank you, Kayla.
Thank you, Commissioner Dr. Chinchilla J. Thank you so much for calling in. So, Kayla, we're about ready to wrap it up. So could you give us some final thoughts and also tell our listeners where they might be able to reach you, you know, where you're comfortable with somebody trying to connect with you, and, you know, give us some final thoughts on anything we discussed tonight.
Yeah, of course. So first I want to say, you know, thank you so much for having me. This was really, really fun and something different to do. And on any advice I can give, you know, with, for young up-and-coming maybe college students or newly graduates, you know, that's definitely important to me because I was in their shoes not long ago, and I know how stressful and intimidating it can be to, you know, really dive into the hospitality industry. And so, yeah, I wanted to say that as a whole. And, you know, for anyone that needs advice or anything on that, for our showboat, you can reach me on my email, which is Kayla, K-A-Y-L-A, Pitzo, P-I-T-Z-O, at pceventservices.com. And, you know, you can email me anytime about whatever, whether it's about booking a party or just kind of advice in the hospitality industry. And, you know, if you're listening and you're thinking about getting into the industry, but you're scared that you might not know how to do it or when to do it or why, just do it and think about all of that later. And, you know, it's a great way to meet people and market yourself within the community.
Well, thank you so much, Kayla, for being on. I'm so thrilled. I'm proud of you. I'm so proud of what you're bringing to Atlantic City. And hang with us just a few more minutes. We're going to get to our mother and father's favorite producer, Brother O. He's going to shower us with Ngozi time before we end.
All right, all right. Outstanding performances tonight by Ava Holly. And, of course, wonderful, Kayla Pitzo. What an outstanding program tonight for all of us. And, of course, I will announce something that's very, very important to near and dear to our hearts. Congratulations to Ava Holly on her ninth debut in all-time connection record. You know what I mean? It's wonderful for her. And fourth consecutive with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship honoring our late, great Hall of Famer. Outstanding performances, Ava Holly. More can we say? Tomorrow night, we come back on with Strictly Business with Davis, 9:30 Eastern, daylight time right here on D's WBNN Story Network. And, of course, WBNN has advertised doing Gozy Time Multimedia with Pinterest, Google, and all around the world. You know what I mean? With Instagram and Twitter and Gozy_time. Ole Dele Malewa and Gozy on Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or want for programs tonight, Ole Dele, and Gozy at mine@gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ole Dele Malewa and Gozy, saying goodnight. Good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. Now back to Ava Holly.
Thank you, Brother O. Thank you so much for this wonderful platform. I'm so excited about the connection record. That's just awesome. We are pushing over 22 million listeners. Thank you all for tuning in to this storied network, Beverly Nation Network, WBNN, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Thank you, Kayla. Such an honor and a pleasure to have you take time out of your schedule to come on our show tonight and promote the showboat, promote marketing, promote a thriving economic community here in Atlantic City, and for those going into those kinds of industries, those careers, of course, around the world. So thank you so much, and we will see you next month, May 10th, with a great guest, YouTube influencer. So stay tuned. Come back to us in May, and we'll catch you again on this Story Network.